guys are running. This. It's Easter Sunday, 2023. I'm on my way to the crash site to get some sleep before it's back to work tomorrow morning. And it was a heck of a day, I tell you. 2:30 this morning. Yeah, heard a big thunderclap and a lot of popping, we didn't lose power, but we got our ground wire cut so that we didn't have a ground return. So everything in the house was having problems. Ugh. And I was just struggling with it. You know, I'm not a fast guy. I hope that's, I guess I can figure out what to do, but it won't get done fast. Anyway, I'm recording this through the Bluetooth, through my radio, DVD player, in my little car. I haven't really heard that it's very good. Lisa says she can hardly hear me through it, so I don't know how good the recordings tend to be. I seem to recall that I actually did a couple of recordings this way before, and it came down okay. So regardless, I have to use one of the older cell phones that I kind of inherited from Caleb, I think. Because it's old enough that it actually will keep recording over time. The newer ones, when they kind of start going to sleep, they just shut down. Even if you have something running that says, hey, you shouldn't be shutting down, it shuts down anyway. So I guess that's considered a security feature. It says that I'm a thing that if I wanted to, I could set SE Linux. I could disable SE Linux, and that's a security thing. And I'm like, at this point, after I dealt with what I dealt with on. After I got woken up by the big thunderclap and the power problems, I don't know exactly what got me to slow stuff. Maybe it was because I get a mailer occasionally from the Sultan of Slowjamistan. Guy owns some land out in the middle of nowhere, I think it's like the Mojave Desert or something. And it made me think about slowness, about the fact that it's got a little more time left until I can retire, technically. And so I guess it got me thinking about that, so I went over and I recall, I don't remember what magazine I was reading. I used to read the Whole Earth Catalog a lot, and that may have been featured in the Whole Earth Catalog once. Trying to think if there's any other magazines I've seen at the time that would have brought this thing up. Anyway, I was I don't know if the job I have now is a rat race job, but I feel like it's not. I think I might be a little faster paced than some people at the place where I work at now. It's really hard to say, as I'm really new. I only ended my first week last week, so it's really kind of hard to say. But the last, years or so, I've been in kind of pressure cookers. Tons and tons of work to be done. Lots of responsibilities. And I don't know if I was really meeting them very decently at all. Now, although I was making a lot of money in both of them, I was I think I had an underlying dread that I really wasn't meeting expectations. Boy, I guess that was borne out by the fact that I had the opportunity to go back to my former job at New Mexico Tech and I had a good rapport with my actual supervisor, you know, the person that actually was the director. But when it came down to it, and I guess they had talked about me coming back there, the actual lead, the technical director, he was not excited about taking me back again. I don't know exactly what to think. Well, no, I didn't know what to think about that. I got that impression anyway, and it was just worn out when I started the process, and we were just about ready to interview for it. And I had got a... got the feedback that the old technical director would just assume. He said, no, you aren't to the level I think you should be at. And it's like, okay. He says, well, there's no point in interviewing. So I didn't. And pretty shortly thereafter, it must have been just maybe, I don't know, a couple of days maybe. I got offered the job that I have now, and with a good, great salary, honestly, just really excellent, and so I'm not unhappy at all, I've got lots of insurance, I tell you. That's just there to make Lisa feel better. And if anything bad happens to me, if I get into an accident or I die or something like that, that Lisa will be more than taken care of. Between the money that she would get on insurance and then pretty quickly thereafter, she'd start getting my pension, and I think she would get the whole thing as my beneficiary. So, not a bad deal, at least financially. It's really sad. Something happened to me. So anyway, I'm hoping that this job is a little less crazy. Or, well, I don't even know if it was really crazy. But that I will have a better opportunity to make to be able to make my employer happy. I don't think there's the title isn't so high. Not going to be kind of, well, here's one of the troubles with the other job, too, was I think they really wanted me to be on call all the time, and because of my living situation, in fact, I was actually living in Tooth and Carry, but, you know, I had my place there, and the biggest thing was I didn't have a cell phone at the time. I didn't pay for cell phone service, which I think was something really bad. I should have done that. There are a lot of should-haves, and I should have really kind of pulled several things together at New Mexico Tech, but I didn't. And so or I was really slow getting to it. I think I was much slower getting to it than my boss really wanted. So, yeah, he wasn't going to, he really didn't want me to come back at the status I had been hired at previously. So he probably would have paid me less. Anyway, so I've got this new job, and it pays really, really good, and I, you know, I'm doing government contract work, and it's not contributing to my pension for the Education Retirement Board. Like I said, the pay is better than it was. Didn't make as much money as I did for the 6 months as the chief information officer in Mesaland. But that money was being dropped anyway. You know, that pay was coming down, but the requirements of it weren't coming down particularly. So, am I unhappy with the situation? Not really. I mean, I technically could have left Mesalands after another year of service. You know, I put in 6 months. If I could have put in one more year, I could have retired then. But honestly, I'm okay with this. On my 58th, just like a week or two after my 58th birthday, I can start drawing my pension. And I think I'm almost ready to do that. So yeah, I've only got maybe 100. Six hundred and seven weeks until I can just retire. Lisa's kind of in the mood for it too. We take care of a few things before we do that. While we've got a good income, some money coming in, we need to probably get Lisa a newer vehicle. What she has now has, you know, about 206,000 miles, and it's one of those vehicles where you go, that was never designed to go that far, and you go, well, it did. Anyway, so that's looking pretty good. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. You know, sometimes you get, it's never happened to me. I don't know if it's just my personality. I'm sure it is. If I've got something else to do besides the job I'm doing now, I'll tend to do it, and we'll just kind of see. Like I said, got about 100 weeks left. until I can technically draw my pension. It's tempting just to go ahead and draw my pension. When I do that, at that particular time, I'll be making about $28,000 a year, which is a lot less than I make now. But, you know, let's not get too weird. And then in 2029, when I turn 62, and when I am eligible for Social Security, I'll go ahead and start drawing that money, and that'll put us, I think, at $48,000 a year, which is pretty good, I guess, for retirement. The checkup carry is quite fine, you know. We have a paid-for house. Our circumstances aren't too bad. Between the house that we actually own and the house next door that we squat in, right now Sam's there, although it looks really close that Sam might be getting back into the Army again, or back into the military again. This time he's going to the Air Force, he's going to the Army, and that may happen, which is great. He's excited about it. I'm excited for him. Alongside of him. So that's great. And that could happen within, you know, a few weeks to a month. He may be given the opportunity to go back in. And it's like, well, shucks, man. Go for it, man. Caleb's thinking about his options right now, and he might go to college. You know, that was one of the big reasons why he went into the military, was for the opportunity to go to college and to have it paid for. And you go, yeah, that's a great opportunity. You should go for it, however you want to do it. And I leave it in his hands to figure that out. You know, he's, boy, let me tell you, he was talking to me about maybe coming and staying at the house that we have and going to school online, maybe. Or maybe the Basalands or whatever. That's a possibility. Out there, I'm going to have to take a little break here. But there really isn't much to talk about. Yeah, let me tell you, it's been a heck of a day. Comes to work, you know, I've got to consider the stress level, and uh, to get a job that's just not as stressful. I'm hoping that this is that opportunity. I'm not going to try to make anything too tricky. Looks like gas prices aren't any better or any worse than they are anywhere else. To be honest with you. Boy, I tell you. Anyway, so it's looking pretty good. Certainly less stressful than this other job where it's like I was trying to make command decisions and it's like, you know, I don't want to make command decisions. It's somebody else's problem. I would just assume be somebody else's problem. Anyway, whoever that is, I hope they're going to be done. 8:42. And like I said, so we'll see how it is. So that just this morning brought on the whole idea of, hey, let's just think about taking it a little slower. Everybody says, this is your prime time. You should be pumping out your most amazing work right now. And it's fantastic. And you should do this and you should do that. And I've never styled myself as anything except a guy that could do, you know, that knew a little bit about computers and could figure things out. And that's all I've ever styled myself as, I suppose. I certainly took some more opportunities, that's for sure. And I do feel a little bit like I let some people down. And that's just... You know, that's just the way it kind of goes. I think I'm gonna. She must have been in there doing something. Okay. Well, that's all right. I didn't know he was in the car. Anyway. There's a big, huge monster truck over here. Spikes on the tires. Okay. Anyway. Oh, dang it. Is it still going? Still says it's going. 20 minutes before I say, you know what? I'm just going to leave this going. And I'll be right back. Oh, I did get a good price out of it. Anyway. Still recording. Oh, there's a little black period. But it says it's still recording somehow. It still says it's recording. So, that looks pretty good. Okay. And I got a good price. I tell you. I don't ask for the texts anymore to tell me when I'm going to get a good price at 7-Elevens, because honestly, I only use the 7-Eleven in Mountain Air, which I only use on Sundays. And anyway, so yeah, might do a little research on this. I don't know if there's any research to be done. It's kind of like Zenith. If you go, just quit thinking of autism or high-functioning autism as some kind of weird quasi-disability, and you've got Zenith. You go, they're just different. Oh, that brings up something. Lisa and I have been watching a little mini series on BYU TV called, but it's written by an Asperger's writer. And the main characters in it are actually played by, they call it neurodivergence, which is fine. It's just a nice way. It's kind of like Zenith. It's just saying, you know what, you're just different. I think Zenith is shorter, that's all. Neurodivergent is an okay name, but Zenith is so much better. Because I think it takes into account the fact that these people are just strangers. They're different. And they're like aliens sometimes. In fact, you know, people would come and they'd say, you know, it's like you guys are from a different planet. You go, yeah, well, yeah, I know. Bad wiring. Anyway, so I forget what it's called. A touch of spark or something? Something like that. It's after a book that was written by this neurodivergent lady. And I'm a little on it because, you know, it talks about people who are different. And this family lives in, it's actually three sisters. Two of them are supposed to be portraying girls on the spectrum, and one of them is not on the spectrum. Of course, those three girls in real life, the actresses who are playing the three sisters, they're all neurodivergent, which means they were probably Asperger's back when that was still a thing. Now that they've decided that Asperger's isn't appropriate, now I finally found out why they dumped Asperger's, which doesn't bother me at all, was the fact that this guy was German and he came up with this. Apparently he was part of the Nazi party, and so therefore, you know, he must be canceled. So it's like, oh, God, I am so sick and tired of this crap. But you know. Anyway, so these are all Asperger people, but they've got this whole thing that this one girl's really latched on to the fact that apparently her first obsession, her favorite one at the time, had been sharks. She loved sharks, knew everything there was to know about sharks. You know, being, I said, it's really a hilarious thing when they say, oh, and this is a stereotypical thing that autistic people do. And you go, you know, there's not really a lot of stereotypical anything about Asperger's, Aspies, as we call them, or used to call them. I don't mind. I tend to use older terms for everything. Genus is very old. You know, it's from the Greek, and it's very arcane Greek. So, and as long as I've had the Quix.us domain, which I think I've had for, golly, I think I originally got it back in the early aughts, maybe 2002 or 2003 was when I got the Quix.us domain, internet domain. Anyway, so and over the years, I've always done weird esoteric names for that acronym, Quix.us. And the one I've used for the longest was quasi-indefatigable Xenolith, because that's pretty descriptive of me. I don't know if that came first, that actual name. No, I remember why I got it. It was for Quay Information Exchange. And to be honest, I haven't really kept up with that thing at all, because, you know, I did try to revert back to the Quay Information Exchange maybe last year, the year before, when I was, you know, when I was going to start coming back to, when I was going to go work at Mesa Land. Not coming back to it, but work for Mesa Land. And but it just didn't gel for me. It ends up being my domain. I didn't want to become the person that had to, you know, my password doesn't work. That's a lot of what happens at work, and I'd rather not deal with it, you know, over time. I'm not really interested in being that guy that needs to be that kind of a supporter of it, as if anybody would actually end up using it that way. I'm always making changes there. I'm always screwing around with it. Anyway, so I've recently put up DocuWiki, and I've always kind of liked that one. works well for me. I would often put up Twiki or FossWiki. I put up FossWiki a few times. I've been running that kind of in the background. Now I'm having to kind of dial back a little bit. And right now I've got all of my websites and stuff like that. Everything that's kept at home runs on a little banana pie with a terabyte hard drive slapped onto the side of it. So I don't think I'm going to run out of space in a while. I don't really have a backup system set up. I mean, I could probably do one pretty readily. Anyway, so I've got the old website up there. I've been starting to run it on Kaddy now. And that's actually working really quite well as my web server. Quite happy with it. Running fast CGI on the side so I can pretty much tag whatever I want to onto it. It kind of works pretty good. Anyway. Much else is going on right now. It's April 2023. Like I said, I've got probably about 112, 115 weeks until I get my pension. And then we can decide what we're going to do after that. We'll just see. He's got troubles like I do, and he took disability. And when he was about 53 or so, maybe 55. I don't remember. But he ended up taking what amounted to an early retirement. And uh know, that's a tricky, hard thing to do. Now, my situation's different than Joe's. Always. But I really am hoping to just kind of find kind of a happy place to just kind of cruise into retirement. I don't have to go particularly early. Like I said, I will have a pension. Joe got out with not very much at all, nothing. You know, not that he hasn't put aside a lot of money over the years. He's a good money man, as far as I'm aware, better than I am. But you know, you can't touch it until he gets into his, you know, until he's allowed to touch it. I don't know if it's 65 or whatever. Joe's not quite 3 years older than I am. And so this year I'm turning 56. That means this year Joe will turn 59. He was born in 64. I was born in 67. I kind of look at my brother Joe's circumstance. And, you know, he was telling me about his travails and how he just couldn't work under the circumstances that he was working under. He was really having problems. And you know what? To be honest, I was having the same things. I was doing things that shouldn't be done. I don't think I did anything. No. That's probably not the way to say it. It wasn't that I was saying people got upset with some of the things that I said and I did. And I don't think it was really a question of the impropriety of what I said. It was how I ended up saying it. And, you know, that I just told people I did what I did. I said what I said. And, you know, people were being relatively nice to me, but it was obvious that I wasn't a very good team player on that team. You know? And, I don't know. It just didn't go very well. So, you know, just to save everybody further grief of having to deal with me. And I'm not saying, like I said, I'm not saying I'm a good person. I'm certainly not claiming victim status, since I shouldn't have done what I did. But I did, so there it is. And those guys said, well, you know, it was almost kind of like, well, it'll be okay maybe if you promise never do that again. You go, you know what, I can't do that. I can't promise you I won't. And, you know, I might be a scapegoat eventually. I don't know. Frankly, I'm just staying away from that whole situation. You know, I figured nobody needs to see me, and I don't need to churn up any garbage with anybody else. So, just kind of smile a lot. Don't get weird. It's about the way it goes. It takes about 3.5 hours to get from our house to Tucum Carry to the crash site on a Sunday night. And it's going to be just about right. As always, I got pretty nailed there. Now my job's up in Albuquerque, so it takes me about an hour every day driving up there. driving back. The nice thing is that I actually took a shower at my place of work last week, and apparently it didn't seem to cause a lot of problems. I don't know. I'll take long showers, and let me tell you, they don't have the hot water on in those showers, so it's a cold one. And we'll just see how that goes over time. Regardless, it's a slightly nicer setup than what I had before, I guess. I used to actually go into work when I was working at Socorro, and I had all my stuff in my office, and I would change clothes in my office and do kind of a wipe down with wipies. And that, I guess that seemed to work okay. We'll see. Anyway, here I actually have a shower. If I wanted to, I could take a shower every evening. Depending on what I'm up to, it's probably not a bad thing to do. Of course, I've still got all of the equipment. I didn't bring it with me this time to go ahead and do showers at the crash site again, and there's nothing stopping me from doing that. I think I'll have a pretty good setup to make that happen. Probably make overly hot showers, honestly. Anyway, but I still got all the equipment that I had before for making that happen. So it could be done again if I wanted to. And I might go for it yet again. together, and anyway, talk to you later. Bye.